From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Democratic Party nominated former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton Tuesday as their 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer in the race for the White House. Bear Atwood, a Mississippi delegate, reacted to the nomination on the floor of the convention in Philadelphia.
Nominating a woman president of the United States.
It is the end of one chapter.
It's an amazing experience. I have been working in women's rights for my whole adult life, and this is the culmination of a career and a personal life, and I couldn't be more excited.
Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, also took center stage late Tuesday to make the case why Americans should vote for his wife in the November 8th election against her Republican rival Donald Trump. Several opinion polls show Trump edging ahead of her at the moment. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has replaced his deputy and opposition rival Riek Machar, who fled Juba following renewed clashes. Mr. Kiir appointed Taban Dengai, the rebel chief negotiator, during last year's peace talks. The UN warned the South Sudanese leader any appointment must be consistent with the peace deal. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
There were provisions within the peace agreement on this. The government, writ large, both SPLM in government as well as in opposition, remains in dialogue. We see that the president has issued a decree on this. The United States stands with the people of South Sudan. We will work with the government of South Sudan. In terms of this and whether it's allowed under the peace agreement, it's going to be a question for the leadership of South Sudan.
Meanwhile, tens of thousands of South Sudanese fled to neighboring Uganda. UN officials said more refugees have arrived in the past 3 weeks than in the first 6 months of the year. This is VOA News. Islamic State.